So Don, the purpose of this Acongruent Life project is really to explore stories of authenticity. What does living authentically or congruently mean to you?
Well, you know, I mentioned earlier that when you're a child, you may or may not get to live authentically. And by that, I mean that in my case, I grew up in a Pentecostal home. There were ways you had to dress, and especially women, and the things you couldn't do or could do, some of them did not make sense to me. They didn't seem to be biblical or based on reasonableness. And so I pushed against them and was quickly told that if I did that, I would lose my place, my comfortable place in the family and in my community. Don't ask those questions. You cannot be happy and safe if you do. And so I realized I couldn't. I mean, I guess I could. I don't know what my life would be like if I took that to the limit. And but I know that a lot of disenfranchisement was going to be part of it, and I didn't know that my childhood apparatus could handle what was going to be the repercussions for me. I just needed to be safe. I needed to be able to go to school, do my lessons, have friends, play outside, and this lure to ask tough questions was going to put all of that in jeopardy. So I figured out pretty soon how close I could get to the edge without falling over. And every now and then I would get in trouble up until I left home. I was always kind of trying to push it. And sometimes I got pretty slapped down. In fact, once we had a convention, an island-wide convention, and there were about 1,000 young people in this youth seminar thing, and I was on a panel. They were talking about issues that concern young people, and I mentioned that some of the strictures are around lifestyle and dating and socializing between boys and girls seemed to me to be unreasonable. And in some cases, the concern about dressing, especially for girls, the level of modesty seemed to be inconsistent with what our counterparts in the United States had, even, let alone, you know, reason. And I think that we should talk about these things. And man, I tell you, the pastor, the man who was the head of the national denomination's head, he preached after that, and he put me in my place. I mean, it was a national whipping, because this was a national stage, and I was thoroughly chastised for daring to make that challenge, and it was painful. And I was 17 or so. That was very painful for me, and I knew I couldn't survive. I was still in my dad's home. He was not happy. So I just, you know, I took a posture of, okay, I'll just wait this out. You know, I'll be a good boy for the next 2-3 years, and then I'll be my own man. And so living that authentic life still carries those kind of constraints. There are some things you can say and some things you can't say right now, because people are just not ready to deal with that. But it is a responsibility, I think, of an authentic person or a person trying to live an authentic life to always push the envelope, because we're trying to move the world along.